This is Dr. Ali dictating. He's the physical patient, Rollin, R-O-L-L-I-N-S, Norma, N-O-R-M-A, date of birth 5-15-1956, place, Future Care, Charles Village, date of service 8-14-2023. History of present illness. This is a 67-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Hospital. Patient was brought by EMS. She had a fall from a motorized mobility scooter. She landed on her left side and felt pain in the left side of the body. She did not have a head trauma, no loss of consciousness. They did imaging studies, showed closed fracture of the left 6 to 9 ribs and splenic contusion. Patient was admitted to acute surgical service. She was monitored closely on daily basis. Pain medication and a CBC monitoring, follow-up X-ray monitoring. After stabilization, patient was seen by the physical therapy that recommended subacute rehab. Patient has X-ray done, lower extremity, no acute fracture, CT chest, abdomen and pelvis with IV contrast was performed. Finding linear 4.6 centimeter splenic hypodensity suggestive of laceration versus contusion, but no hematoma, multiple left rib fracture involving left 6 to 9 rib. Left 7 rib was fractured in 2 places, posteriorly and laterally. Trace effusion, but no pneumothorax. 3.8 centimeter heterogeneous hypodense liver mass was also noted. Outpatient MRI was recommended for that. CT head and C spine done. No fracture. No acute intracranial process. Patient after stabilization, they recommended subacute rehab sent here. Today when I saw the patient, she has a pain and aches in the left side of the body, left chest, left hip area, but no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no dizziness. Past medical history. Number 1, hypertension. Number 2, diabetes. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4, obesity. Number 5, anxiety, depression. Allergies, Gricio fulvin. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. She's single. Family history, hypertension, diabetes run in the family. Medication upon discharge. Maxine, which medicine you using? Medication, this is medication upon discharge. As per hospital note, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, Q 4 hour PR and aspirin 81 mg daily, chlorhexidine, oral rinse, twice a day, clonazepam 0.5 milligram BID, gabapentin 300 milligram twice a day, atorvastatin 10 milligram daily, loratadine 10 milligram daily, ibuprofen 600 milligram, ibuprofen 400 milligram, Q6 or PRN, saline scale coverage with Humalog, triconazole vaginal cream 0.8%, one time daily for yeast, cyanocobalamin 1000 mcg daily, toxicity 1.5 milligram every 7 days. Sertraline 100 milligram daily, metoprolol XL 50 milligram daily, Lispro insulin 16 units with each meal, Jardiance 25 milligram daily, Hydroxyzine 25 milligram Q4 hour PRN for itching, SCTZ 25 milligram daily, gabapentin 300 milligram BID, doxepin 75 milligram daily, diclofenac gel 1% apply to the local pain area twice a day, clonazepam 0.5 milligram BID, aspirin 81 milligram daily, albuterol inhaler 2 puff Q6 hour. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, complaining of pain and aches in the left rib area, left hip area, left leg area, no trauma. Addendum to the medication list, please change clonazepam to 1 milligram BID, not 0.5. Clonazepam is 1 milligram twice a day for anxiety. Your system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal pain, left rib, pain in the left hip, left side of the body, genital urinary hematuria, neuro-syncope, endocrine paradipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Hematology is no bleeding but has some bruising in the left hip area, contusion. Neurosis is awake, no loss of consciousness, no dizziness. Physical exam, patient awake, alert, oriented, M3. You have her vitals, please.
Yes.
Can you read to me, please? Just read it. Vitals.
158/80. Pulse 93. Respirations 18. Temp 98.6. Finger stick is 189.
Yes.
And body weight?
97 pulse
ox. Alert oriented M3, blood pressure 158/80, pulse 93, temperature 98.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, blood sugar 185, head atomicronomicalic, eyes anectaric, no ionized discharge, throat clear, neck supplementary, chest, left side tender to palpate left ribs, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart estimates to regular, abdomen soft, non-tender valsman positive, extremities, left rib, left hip area tender to palpate, bilateral leg edema, trace, but no cough tenderness, bilateral feet, enlarged toenail with fungal infection, all the toes fungal infection. Neuro, she's awake, alert, and time 3. Cooperative, gait not tested, she has a lot of pain and doesn't want to walk. Alert, oriented, M3. Assessment, patient admitted. Status post fall from the motorized mobility scooter, resulting trauma, multiple left side rib fracture. Next line, splenic contusion. Next line, left hip pain. Next line, hypodensilien noted in the liver. Need outpatient follow-up MRI for the liver for that, as recommended by the hospital. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, obesity. Next line, anxiety and depression disorder. Next line, chronic fungus toe infections. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Care plan discuss the nursing staff and the patient. All the patient question answered. Code status, separate paragraph. Code, C-O-D-E, code status, bold words. And MOST, M-O-L-S-T, MOST form. Code status discuss the patient. Patient is alert, re-entered M3. Patient wants to be full code. Yes, CPR, yes to intubation, transfer to hospital if needed. Hospital care, give IV antibiotic if needed, IV fluid if needed, blood transfusion if needed, G2 feeding if needed, and hemodialysis if needed. New MOST form was signed and placed in the chart. We'll follow CBC, CMP, care plan discuss with the nursing staff.